11 o'clock hour, Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason here with you. Willie will be along in just a little bit, but excited about our next guest, his first appearance on our show as we get things going. And, you know, I'm sure 2008 is going to come up at some point in this interview, but we say hello to Titans legend, former running back Chris Johnson, CJ2K, on the line with us. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. It's good to have you on. I know you have to be excited about reuniting with your buddy Lindale White, Smash and Dash, back together again. Your new show on Believe. How did that all come to be?
Oh, man, it was just crazy. Like, me and Lindale is around each other so much, right? And we always, like, it could be by anything. It could be about Checkers fries taste better than McDonald's fries or just anything. We always going back and forth on topics and stuff like that. And I'm like, when the whole podcast world came about and it's just getting more popular and more popular, it's like, bro, we do this on an everyday basis. The only thing we're missing is the cameras and recording it and stuff like that. So I'm like, shoot, we already do this. Like, why not just, you know, like, why not just, you know, do us a podcast and, like, do us a show. So we agreed upon that. And then we actually, like, we went back and forth for probably like a month on trying to find a name because we didn't want to do Smash and Dash. We wanted to stay away from that because we wanted our podcast not to be solely on about sports. We wanted to be about all type of topics going on in the world and stuff like that. And then just, you know, I had put out a poll on Twitter, Instagram, and just word of mouth asking different people and stuff like that. And everybody, they kept coming back to Smash and Dash, Smash and Dash. So just like, man, this is what everybody wants, and we can't get away from it. So you know what? We just going to do the Smash and Dash or whatever. So did the Smash and Dash and, you know, started recording and getting everything together and stuff like that. And the crazy thing about it, like, we speedballing. So, you know, we just started recording this and that, and then we were like, wait a minute, like, dang, we haven't even done a photo shoot. We haven't done this and that. You know what I'm saying? So we learning as we go or whatever like that. So we recorded our first episode, then we had to go back, do a photo shoot and get a logo and all that different type of thing. And just, everything is running smooth now, so. Now we just focus on recording and different things.
Yeah, Chris Johnson is with us. And look, you're learning now what it's like on this side of things. You know, you were the guy that we always talked to, but now you're kind of learning the media biz side. But you mentioned the name Smash and Dash. And I remember when that name kind of first came to be, your rookie season, Lindale's here. And I kind of felt like then you guys kind of didn't necessarily want that to be it, but it just kind of took off. Can you remember how that name really came to be and just kind of took off and became a thing with Titans fans?
Well, I know we was coming in, you know, he was the bigger back. I was the smaller back. We both, like, we that year, like, we ran the ball so much. We two guys or whatever, like, I ran it all over the field. We get down to the goal line. He come in and, you know, short yardage. He come in and get the touchdowns in the end. And also, sometimes you games going certain type of ways, and he is that guy going there. He the big bruiser. He softened those guys up. So I think we was playing Kansas City, and I think I had like 170 yards. He had like 150 yards. He broke a long one for like an 80-yard touchdown. I think I had like a 70-yard touchdown. Then we was in the media. And for, I don't know what made them do it this week, but for some reason, the media, I think it was Robbie. He was like, y'all gonna do y'all press conference together today. Or whatever, because we usually did it by ourselves. We say, y'all going to do it together today. So we did it together, and I don't remember which media guy it was, but he asked us a question. He's like, he asked us what our name is, like, that we together or whatever, what's our name? Do we have a name for ourselves? Do we have a name for ourselves or whatever? And we was like, no, Lindell was like, yeah, man, we smashing dads. And ever since then, that's what they was going by, smashing dads.
Talking to Titans, former Titans running back Chris Johnson, who's on with us. Bleav.com is the site, BLEAV, and Smash and Dash is the show. Chris Johnson and Lindell White. You obviously rushed for over 2,000 yards in 2009. Derrick Henry has become the second Titans back to do that. 358 carries for you that year, and that's something that we talk about a lot with Derrick Henry of the wear and tear. He's such a big guy. He'll take a beating, but he carries the ball a lot. How much did you think about that in your career of the number of carries that you were getting, and when did you kind of start to feel that on your body?
Oh, man, while you're in it, you don't think about it. You're just like, I'm the man, give me the ball, making plays. Like, I don't care, give me the ball, I want the ball, or whatever. But, of course, everybody knows those type of carries, those type of touches, it wears on your body quicker than another back that's not getting as many carries or whatever like that. So it's crazy that you say that, because I remember after I rushed for 2,000 yards, I had an interview with Eddie George. And he was like, and we were just talking about it, whatever, about touches and stuff like that. And he was like, well, yeah, you done did 2,000 yards already. Like, maybe you don't want to do that again. Maybe, like, instead of getting all them carries, like, you come and do 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving. And I'm looking at him so crazy. Like, if you can put I'm looking at him crazy. Like, what do you mean? Not get these carries and rush 2,000 yards again. Like, that's what I'm trying to do. But, like, at that time of being that young in the game, I couldn't even comprehend or understand where he was coming from. But now I understand it now. Like, instead of putting all that wear and tear on my body and I can prolong my career, like, I don't need to go in there and get 358 carries. Maybe I come in there and get 250 carries, 275 carries, and come and get 50, 60 receptions, knowing that the reception is not going to really take a toll on my body, because a lot of times when you're catching out of backfield, you're not taking that pounding. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't understand it at that young of an age, but now when I go back and look at it and I think about what he was telling me, now it makes sense. So, like, for me looking at it now and me looking at Derrick Henry and knowing, like, within the last 3, maybe 4 years, the type of volume of carries that he's been getting and stuff like that, it wouldn't hurt for us to have a back in there to take some of that load off of him to prolong his career. Because, like, you look at it last year, he was getting those volumes of carries, and then, look, he ended up getting a season-ending injury. You know what I'm saying? It probably is, you know, the more times you run the ball and take those carries, that's the more chance of getting hurt. I don't care if it's a freak injury or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it would be good for us to have somebody to come in and take a lot of that load off of him.
We'll talk with Chris Johnson, 2009 NFL Offensive Player of the Year, the first Titans to eclipse over 2,000 yards in that 09 season. It was a memorable season for him, and it was a memorable season for me watching him in Baltimore. But luckily, he didn't finish the whole game, but we're not going to go there just yet.
Yeah, man, y'all done hurt me, man.
I think Derek conspired the whole thing, Chris.
Hey, I had nothing to do with it. I played the offensive side of the ball. I'm just watching as a fan from there, hoping they stop him. But no, Chris, your last year with the Titans was 13. You had already eclipsed 1,000 yards 6 seasons in a row. Obviously, you were their go-to guy on offense. How was that transition for you leaving Tennessee after 6 really, really productive seasons and that great season in 09 going to the Jets? How was that transition for you?
Man, that transition was probably one of the toughest things I think I had to deal with in my playing career, because, like, you know how we is as athletes. Like, mm-hmm. I'm in Tennessee. I'm the guy. I want to play my whole career out as a Titan. Like, there's no way that I would leave here. This is where I want to be. The fans love me. the city loved me, the team, like everything. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when it came to a point where they wanted to part ways, it was like I was in disbelief. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in disbelief. So it was like, damn, I got to start all over. Like, I got to move to a whole different city, whole new team, learn a whole new staff, like, playbook, everything. And it was like, you know, at some point, and then the crazy thing about it, because that last year when I went over 1,000, the second week two of that season, I tore my meniscus or whatever, right? So it was a chance. Like, they brought me in. They like, man, you can have surgery now. You'll miss probably 4 to 6 weeks. Or you can, you know, you can tough it out and have surgery after the season. So I'm like, man, ain't no way I'm finna, if I got a chance to play, ain't no way I'm finna leave my team hanging and not play. Like, I'm finna play. I'm finna tough it out. Play throughout the year on this torn meniscus or whatever. So I played the whole season. I played the whole season out. And then after the season, I had the surgery. And then that's when I was released. So I'm going into year 7 in a situation I've never been through. That's like I'm going to a new team, new city, new this. And I'm rehabbing from a surgery. So I'm not able to hit it hard like I'm usually able to hit in the offseason and get ready because I'm rehabbing from a knee injury or whatever. So just going through that whole situation, ultimately getting over there to the Jets and playing that year out and stuff like that, it was a real tough transition. But, you know, I did what I had to do and made it work or whatever. But it was pretty tough, but I got through it.
Yeah, that's the hard part, as you know, Chris. It's like, okay, I got to have surgery. I need to have surgery at the end of the season. I can have it now. What do I do as a player? Can I play on it? If I can play, then I'm playing. And I don't want to leave my brothers out there, you know, to defend themselves without me. So, you know, I'm sure thinking about it now, you're like, man, maybe I should have done it. Maybe, you know, maybe I should have had myself completely healthy.
Yeah, if I ain't going to lie now, if I can go back and redo it again, I would have had surgery right then because that mindset that I was – because, and I say that because the mindset that I was in, like, this is my team forever. I'm blood, sweat, and tears. I'm do whatever for this team, whatever for this organization. And, no, I'm not going to sit down when I go out there, and I know they're depending on me, but if I go back and do it again, I would have that surgery because that – me having that mindset and me doing that, it kind of hurt me in the end because – after that season, they said that I lost a step. Mm-hmm. And they knew that I've been playing on the torn meniscus since week two. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if I would have sat there and had the surgery and got myself together and stuff like that, they couldn't say that I lost a step and that's the reason why we're releasing you or wanting you to take a pay cut and all this. You know what I'm saying? But, like, the smart me going back looking at myself, like, I would tell a younger player, man, if you're in that situation, man, go have that surgery.
Now, quickly,
go have that surgery. Make sure your body right.
Mm-hmm. Now, quickly, before we get you out of here, we'll talk with Chris Johnson. 2009 NFL Offensive Player of the year that rushed over 2,000 yards. It was 2,006 yards and 14 touchdowns. And he averaged damn near 6 yards per carry, which he was at 5.6. How much do you think about that playoff game? You know, because every time it's talked about, it's, man, if CJ hadn't have got hurt, man, that was the year the Titans.
You're losing that game, Derek. If he doesn't get hurt,
hey, listen, I'm not. We won, so Chase, you can go back and
I'm with Chris.
Litigate it. You can go back and litigate it all you want, but we won. But Chris, do you ever like, man, that was our opportunity, and because I got hurt, it was no fault of yours, but because you got hurt, you know, you guys end up losing that game.
Yeah, I think about that all the time. Like, that was our Super Bowl because you got to think. Pittsburgh won that Super Bowl that year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the game that toward the end of that regular season, we played Pittsburgh and we whooped Pittsburgh. Then we had the first round bye and we came and played y'all. So when y'all beat us, y'all had to go and play Pittsburgh, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all had to go. So we just had beat them. And then even in the game when we played y'all, even though I got hurt, we still fumbled the ball away two times in our red zone, and we only lost by 3 points. And then they didn't call the delay of game when Joe Flacco came out and threw you that deep ball that you caught late. That was a delay of game that they didn't call. So, yeah, it hurts me because I know that was my Super Bowl. And if I only got hurt, we would have won that game for sure.
Chris, I agree with you. I disagree with my co-hosts, and I will until the end of time. Hey, thanks so much. Thanks so much for doing this. Smash and Dash is the show. It's on Bleav.com. I know you're 5 episodes in, you and Lindale White. Best of luck with it. And, hey, let's do this again soon. It's good to catch up.
Thanks for coming on, CJ.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
CJ2K, Chris Johnson joining us. Very, very cool stuff. And look, that was therapeutic for him.
I'm sure.
To do that. coming up next, you'll hear from the current Titans running back. Derrick Henry is going to address the media. You'll hear a little bit of that coming up next. Chase Willie and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.